Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple more things on Knicks Celtics to start this hour. Obviously, game three coming up tomorrow afternoon. So Paul Pierce promised to walk to work out in LA if the Celtics lost game two, which of course they did. So he did, or at least part of it. Now, I don't know if it was the full 20 miles. He claims it was. Though he didn't do it barefoot, which was part of the promise. Anyway, here he was arriving after the said 20-mile journey.
Damn, dog. I made it, y'all. We made it, y'all. We made it. We made it. Oh, my God.
All right, great. Quickly realizes he better be more careful with what he says moving forward, but then immediately, I think, props himself up a bit with a nice pat on the back.
I'm never doing this again, y'all. I ain't never put no bet like this ever again.
Describe how you feel in one word.
You know what? I feel like I accomplished something great, dog. That was an accomplishment at the end of the day. Like, not everybody had a mental, you know, capacity to like, really do it. I got up at 5.
You got up at 5. Come on. We were on the air at 5.
Yeah, the only problem is he didn't really. I mean, he did walk it, I guess. Yeah. But when you say you're going to be barefoot in a robe, right. I expect you to be barefoot and not have pants on under your robe.
Yeah, he's got the undershirt on there.
Yeah.
Keyshawn along the way, you know, Kevin Garnett along the way.
To defend him, you cannot walk barefoot outside the city somewhere.
I did say that to Al this morning.
I agree with you, but he said it.
Right.
I didn't. Yeah. That he said he was going to do it barefoot wearing a robe. He's in sneakers and he's got jeans on.
And I felt like on. He posted his steps for the day and it was like 33,000. I felt like it was that
for
was
20
low.
Miles?
I felt that it was low.
Like, do you get your steps on the golf course?
No, you know what?
13,000 for 18, right? That's got at least a few miles.
No, I think it's like 6 miles.
Okay.
I just know at Disney we got to like 24,000.
Yeah, I guess that is about right.
It's close enough. It's in the ballpark.
Yeah, it might be about right.
Because if it's 6 miles on the golf course, multiply that by 3. Yeah. If you're 13,
that's 39. It's a little light, but maybe it wasn't a full 20. Maybe he did 17 miles, whatever it was.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Either way, he partially did it.
Right. Just to further how the Celtics fans and some former Celtics players, the Boston sports market in general, kind of all tough to take, I give you Felger and Maz on 98.5 Sports Hub from yesterday, downgrading the Knicks and their 2-0 series lead.
I'm not taking him seriously. I'm still not taking him seriously.
No, me either. I still think the Celtics are winning this series.
If I had to put money, that's where I'd bet it. I'd take the odds and bet the Celtics for sure. And the Knicks still blow.
All right. I don't know which voice that is. Gio, you might know better.
That is
doesn't really matter,
Tony Maserati.
All right. Well, he didn't stop there.
Don't let the Celtics off the hook by saying, whoa, well, the Knicks are... No, they're trash. You felt they were trash 5 days ago? You thought they were trash 5 weeks ago? You thought they were trash 5 months ago, 5 years ago? Because you know why? They're trash. They're garbage.
Pretty strong. We'll see how that
looks. Actually, I'm not sure which one of those.
It doesn't matter.
They did win 51 games.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Talk radio, man. You know, they're going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw Funhouse post that. I thought he liked those guys, and he was ripping the hell out of them.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe he's a Knick fan.
Yeah,
probably what it is.
Well, we'll see how it looks tomorrow. 3:30 at what should be a raucous Madison Square Garden. And the Knicks fan certainly traveled well to Boston, as we saw and evidenced by this video and the audio, which we'll hear, which went viral as well. So an usher up in Boston after the game can't get the Knicks fans to exit their seats. She starts to panic and would plead for some assistance along the way. Trying to wave down security with her little handheld placard there, she wipes out and knocks over a row of the temporaries.
Did she really?
Oh, yeah. Fell right over them.
The poor thing.
So she gets up. She starts pointing at the group she wants removed. And the Knicks fan responded with this chant, basically right in her face.
So feeling himself. Knicks fans feeling themselves.
Nothing physical, no cursing.
Was it vulgar?
No, yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. Nice group there.
The guy that was vulgar was during the post-game show with Brian Scalabrine the other night, where he was dropping F-bombs, very audible.
These
you heard it.
These do happen.
Oh, they do.
We know. Something tells me it won't be the same the other way around for the Celtic fans at MSG, but we'll see. That video and the audio we just heard had Dave Portnoy all worked up, so he came out with this.
I've forgotten how despicable Knicks fans are. They've been irrelevant for 100 years, haven't mattered, haven't thought about them. They win one preseason game, bing bong, they do this. But now to watch them celebrate in our building and go crazy, Knicks in four, reminds me of how much I hate them. So every member of the Celts, lose to anybody else, you cannot lose to New York. You can't.
Sounds a little rattled.